Hello.
Oh, hi, Gina. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Good. How are you?
Hi. I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I just wanted to follow up because last time, if you recall, as a courtesy, we split the invoice in two. And
yes.
In order to get the Google Guaranteed leads turned back on, we have to collect the second amount for $952.17. So I just wanted to kind of touch base and see, you know, if that's doable today. And if not, maybe we could come up with a game plan as to when to get that done.
So what's the total that needs to be paid today?
$952.17.
And we just processed the payment of two weeks ago?
Yeah, $644.19 was processed, like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Usually my account doesn't come out to that high. Do you know why it's that much?
I think the problem was that the past due months that were on the check were the ones that bounced. So that's the one that the last payment 2 weeks ago covered. It was for $644.19. But there's a note on here with the total lead charges, so I can send it to you. It's saying that for April only, it was 19 leads at $41.04 each, so $779.76. But they gave you some credits, which equaled $135.57, so the balance was $644.19. But that was paid back 2 weeks ago. That was for the bounce checks that, you know, didn't go through. And then he calculated April and May to be $1,596.32. So what I had to do was calculate the difference between the $644 that you paid and the remaining that's due. And that was for 48 leads total. So if we took out the 19 leads that you paid for in April, there's still, what, I think like 28 leads or something left, or 29 that didn't get paid for.
Okay, and each lead I'm paying, what do I pay per lead again?
It ranges between $38 or $41, depending on what type of a lead it is. Sometimes they're a little bit higher, but they'll just average it out when they calculate these invoices. So let's say you took one for $45 and one for $36. They'll say, okay, the two leads were, you know, $41.04 each. You know, they just kind of average it out. But I'll send this to you in an email just so that you can see a breakdown of the charges.
And it ranges, you're saying, between 38 and 45?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay. So the balance is what was that?
I think it was 944.17, but let me just check to give you the exact figure. Oh, 952.17.
Okay, so my leads have not been on since when?
Let me see officially when they paused them. Because they kept them running when those check payments went through, and then when it bounced, you went on there and paid it again, and so then they kept them running, but you paid it on the same account, so it bounced again. So that's why normally the leads would have paused, like when the first one had an issue, but it's because mm-hmm. with the check payment, we don't know till after the fact. So let me see officially. There's official note here on May 28th, add pause, contact client, so regarding the budget. So that was when the leads were paused, was back on May 28th.
Okay, so
you'll still get calls through Google, like through just, you know, regular Google Maps and stuff, but that's not a paid lead. That's something that just happens
right. Organically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's organic. Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I had thought that our budget was not to exceed $1,000 a month. But that changed?
Well, I don't think so, because it hasn't exceeded $1,000 a month if
okay.
Yeah, because the 1596.32 included April and May. So you don't owe 1530 or 1596.32. You only owe the difference of what you paid in, you know, for the 2 weeks ago, which was 644.19, and then the lead fees that happened up until then. So that's how they calculated the 952.17 due.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I do need my leads to be on, but just because I didn't calculate everything to be in my budget for this month, I can't do the whole 952. Is there like a promise to pay that I could do and have my leads turned on?
Like I don't think so, but I can check that with that department. But I know that I've asked before in the past, and they're kind of sticklers with that. They're like, no, until the balance is paid, we can't turn it on. One guy even offered, like, hey, I'll pay half today, and I'll pay half next week, and they still wouldn't do it. But I'll double-check with that department and see if there's anything special that they can do for you, because I understand, too, that, you know, that's crucial to get the leads turned back on, you know?
Yeah, I think they've done it for me once before, but a very long time
ago.
Good.
Yeah, well, no,
and
that's
what
good
I did,
if they did. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and what I did is I just left my card on file for the next payment. But if I could definitely divide this up somehow, you know, to get it back on and also do like some type of a promise to play, that would be great.
Okay. So, do you get the emails that come to andrew@pack-electrical.com? Or if not, I could get your email. I just want to send you a breakdown of the leads and what to do so that you have it. And then I'll go to that department and see what they can do to get them turned back on, and I'll follow up with you accordingly.
Okay, yes. And my email is, that email should have been taken off.
Oh, I can fix it then. Okay, good. So that's good. I asked you. So we'll have everything going to you moving forward. And then also, what is that email address?
It is ar@pac-electrical.com.
Got it. ar@pac-electrical.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. So I just sent you the email that shows your lead fees, and then I will call you back in a little bit once that department gets back to me, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.